morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are listening to the Jeremiah Bostic Show, and I am your host, Jeremiah Bostic, here, of course, to motivate and inspire you just to get you through to the end of the week. Thank you for lending me your ear just for a little bit. If this is your first time listening to the show, all I ask is that you hit that like button and subscribe. And of course, come back. Come back, because you are bound to find something of interest. Now, I hope you all are having a good start to the new year. And, you know, so far, you know, your new year has, hopefully your new year, anyway, has brought you some type of fortune. But in the midst of that, I would also hope that you've taken the time to at least stop, rest, and relax. I'm going to say it again. Stop, rest, and relax. Now, hopefully by now, you should have that in your resolution for the year. But if not, and you forget to take time out to breathe, then of course you've come to the right podcast to get your daily dose. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Let the gift of God fill your lungs deeply to capacity, and then let it out. Let it out. Let it out.
Breathe in.
All right, y'all, the Jeremiah Bostic Show will be right back.
Hey, man, how you doing out there? I hope your answer is well, but whether it is or it's not, I want you to come over here to the MediaCast One and take a listen to this show called Black Men Talking. Guess who's doing the talking? Black men doing all the talking. We're talking about things that black men need to get off their chest. Come on, I invite you to join the conversation at Black Men Talking. Let's have a funky good time.
Hello, everyone. This is Nicole, CEO and founder of Soul Stash Studio, A Creative Adventure. I'm super excited to announce my newest publication, Soul Stash Journals, A Mindful Approach to Creative Writing. It's a series of journals that allow the reader to immerse themselves in a different creative art projects, and it's filled with different writing prompts and artistic activities that are designed to promote creative literacy. Our second publication, 52 Weeks of Art, is currently in the final stage of edits and should be published by this summer of 2023. You can find all of our creative projects at soulstashstudio.com, and we are also hosting a national art contest for our upcoming studio in Loveland, Colorado, which you can also find more details about on our website. Not only are we opening this private art studio, but we are expanding into the local artistic communities to engage and empower and encourage other artists to explore their own personal creative abilities. So if you're looking for a creative adventure too, check us out on our website, soulstashstudio.com.
Music.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. I am Jeremiah Bostic, and today we have a special guest. She is my podcast manager, and for a while now, I'm sure you've heard her voice during the commercial break with Soul Stash Studios, okay? She is a current grad student from UTPB from the University of Texas at the Permian Basin. She is an active member of the National Association of Scholars, all right? She is a published author of Soul Stash journals called A Mindful Approach to Creative Writings. She is also the executive director of Soul Stash Studio and CEO of Fallon Contracting and Consulting, and also serve on other executive leadership boards. Nicole Burchell, everybody.
Hello, thank you so much.
How's it going?
Great, it's exciting to be here today, and I hope everybody is having a great start to their 2024.
Yeah, you know, talking about 2024, you know, since we've left 2023, coming into 2024, could you, you know, possibly share with us, you know, what things have changed? Anything's changed within that time frame?
Yeah, I feel like 2024 was such a year of transformation for me personally. Mm-hmm. It was really about like establishing a lot of clarity and intention, and just changing that mundane mindset of where success is for someone and how they're going to reach that success.
Okay. Now, as I had mentioned to everyone else, you know, before bringing you in, I have told people that you were the voice, or you are the voice, in the commercial for the Soul Stash Studios, right? And so,
right, absolutely.
Right. So I would like for you to expand a little bit more on that. Tell the people exactly what that is, and just a little bit more detail. So when they, you know, come to find you, they know, you know, what they're in for.
Yeah, absolutely. So Soul Stash Studio is an interactive art studio where we focus on basically finding and collaborating with aspiring artists and musicians. We host online art classes, music classes. We currently are doing a photography art contest. So we do a lot of different things to really try to promote creative literacy.
Okay. And where's the studio actually located?
So the physical location of the studio is in Loveland, Colorado. And then we have our entire online and remote studio as well.
Okay. So if they wanted to reach out to you and possibly, you know, possibly go to see what's going on, maybe join or something like that, how could they go ahead and reach you?
So the best form of contact would definitely be LinkedIn and looking up Nicole Burchell on LinkedIn, and our website, www.soulstashstudio.com.
Okay. And I'll make sure, if I remember, I'll make sure that I have your contact information in the description of the podcast.
There's
a few questions I want to ask, and the reason what I'm trying to get to the audience, okay, you know, I called you up and I said, hey, you know, let's do an interview, because, you know, over the years, you know, I've seen you've grown to where you are now, and you've been successful at business, and you know, you've started your entrepreneurial aspirations, okay? And so I think with where you were then and where you are now, you could possibly give a lot of other people some type of motivation and inspiration in order to, you know, get people to really, really, you know, put their aspirations into effect. Okay. And so, you know, I want to know, what other genre, I mean, not genres, what other, opportunities are you trying to find and are trying to get into?
Currently we have, events and speaker events that we're doing. We now have four events through Crystal Rock Alliance, where we are, four times out of the year, we're hosting events for entrepreneurs. We're inspiring business owners. We're trying to help people get to their next level of success and understanding where they are now and where they want to go and defining that clarity of their vision, and helping them to understand these steps that they are going to have to take in order to reach that level of success and to be on that playing field and have that mindset every day relentlessly of, I have to wake up. I have to tell myself I'm the one that's here. Someone may or may not be holding my hand when I go to sleep or when I wake up, but I'm still going to have to do the same things I have to do to get to my success.
Okay. And so, with these conferences, you know, are they strategically located, or do you, you know, from time to time, will you start taking everything on the road with you so people around the country can come out to these conferences?
Yeah, great question. So right now, I mean, the whole goal of my vision and my success is greatness. So I always want to be doing more, bigger and better things. So right now we had a manifestation gala that we did in downtown Denver on New Year's Eve. Our next one is going to be also in Denver. And that's going to be in March. We have one in June and another one in September. And then we have one as well again on New Year's next year. Yeah. So that we can meet up with those people again.
Yeah, I heard the conference went pretty well, huh?
Yeah, we had a great night. We had food. We had several different guest speakers. We had a beautiful venue, and a lot of powerful people that were really driven towards their success despite any adversities they faced.
Okay, okay. And so with this conference, you know, you've already explained a little bit about it. What impact do you want to have? You know, like, you know, what change do you want to see happen in the world, you know, from these conferences that, you know, that, that you're having?
Great question. So ultimately, within all of the ventures that, I pursue, whether it's, my own businesses, the ones that I've founded myself, the corporations that I've, started, small businesses that I've created, and all the partnerships that I have with many other business owners, to even be able to reach these events and have these events that we're doing, it has been really life-changing to see those things play out for me, because that's something that I personally wanted for a very long time. So really, I think the main goal within it, all of those ventures, is to inspire change. Ultimately, you know, promoting creative literacy is a huge thing of mine, because I value education, and I think that knowledge is the faucet for power. And so in any aspect of business, you have to be able to research and use your resources and educate yourself. I think demonstrating, you know, to the world that despite any hardships or adversity that somebody faces, you can still become your best self. The change that makes of having that impact is, you know, being able to encourage people that we are surrounding ourselves with at these events, within our businesses, within our networking group, to see more people pursue their passions and their goals and their dreams.
Right.
And again, that goes back to in clarity and intention, which is my own resolutions for this year. But to see people defy the odds and pursue greatness to reach, you know, their full potential, to know that they have that worth, even if they don't believe that they have it, even if they, you know, someone's telling them every day that they don't. Mm-hmm. It really is a flip of a switch in your mind to say, I'm going to wake up today and I'm going to pursue my goals and my dreams.
Right. And you know what? I think, you know, a lot of people have aspirations, especially younger folks, but older folks too, 40s and 50s and so on. They want to start businesses as well. But the problem that I've been noticing, okay, is that they get into something, okay, and then if they don't have the information, they kind of let distractions get in the way, you know, and it bogs them down. And then next thing you know, they didn't already forgot about their goal of what they're wanting to do when it comes to becoming an entrepreneur. Sorry. So what can you talk to that as far as, you know, staying focused, not getting distracted, because there's just so many distractions out there. You know, what can you say about that?
So I think really when it comes to, you know, focus and challenges that someone's going to face, you know, being relentless, but being relentlessly resilient, being persistent. Life is black and white. There's going to be so many things that happen day to day, and everyone's going to face challenges. They're going to face hardship. They're going to face disappointment. I mean, that is known to happen for everyone. And I think people take it personally. And success, it's not personal. Success doesn't care if you eat. Success doesn't care what shoes that you bought.
Nope.
Success doesn't care what house you live in.
Nope.
What car you drive. Success is going to not care if you have food on your table. And unless you are willing to go out and make that happen, you're not going to eat.
Nope.
You're not going to be hungry. You're not going to have passion. You're not going to have drive. You're not going to have motivation. And if you don't have any of those, then you damn sure aren't going to have self-discipline. And if you don't have self-discipline, you're not going to do anything, because you're going to just get on TikTok for 4 hours and scroll, or Facebook, or all of these other distractions that we have. I mean, sometimes it's even, you know, hey, my house was dirty, so I sat on the couch and read a book. It is zooming in on the focus and the intention that you put in every day to build that success.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding what success is, because success does not care if you succeed.
That's right. And I know you got a lot of things going on, different parts. So what do you want to achieve next? You know, you've already got, you know, your education out of the way. Okay. You're already in certain executive leadership boards roles. And, you know, you already have your own business established, you know, with Soul Stash Studios. So, you know, what do you want to achieve next? You know, and yeah, what do you want to achieve next?
Greatness. greatness. More and better. I feel like education will never be something that I stop pursuing. Even after grad school, I will continue to, you know, work towards my PhD. I have several bachelor's degrees. I have several licenses. And I always want to know more information, because the more information that I have, the more it's going to innovate me into understanding different business models, different partnerships, and different ways to be able to collaborate with the people around me.
Mm-hmm.
To fuel my goals, my dreams, my businesses. And while I already have several businesses now, and have even, you know, gotten into like understanding how to open a corporation, becoming the CEO of a contracting and consulting company. It literally just starts with vision. It starts with clarifying your purpose. You have to have flexibility of your vision. You have to have an establishment of the automation for those goals and who your audience is. And you have to understand networking. Mm-hmm. If you want to be successful, I see this so many times. Internship. I had over 30 different interns this past summer. And out of the amount of interns that I had, there was literally about 2% of them that were capable of believing in themselves to market anything that they were doing as an artist. And in that world of entrepreneurship, when it comes to being an artist or a freelancer, a musician, an author, you know, a producer, a singer, any of those things within the performing arts industry, you have to be fearless in who you are. Mm. You have to have self-worth. You have to have the self-confidence, and you have to be willing to pursue it fearlessly, even if you're trembling on the inside, even if it's scary, even, you know, because the reality is that what makes someone successful is their pursuit to continue to be successful. It doesn't just wake up and happen.
Well, how do you define success or being successful? How do you define it?
So I think that, you know, we know, and I'm going to go back to, you know, this is the educator in me. Mm-hmm. Success is a noun, right? Okay. What do we know about a noun? Person, place, or thing. Success is a thing. It's not, you can wake up today and be successful, and you can go to sleep and you can wake up again and your whole entire life is gone. You lose everything.
Mm, yeah.
Are you successful the next day? Because you had some of your goals be met. You right. might have woke up, you might have, hey, I don't feel successful today. Did you pay your rent? Are your bills paid? Did you eat? Did you provide for your family, your friends, your loved ones? Were you a good person? Because that's success.
Right.
So success is a mindset. It's your vision. It's not an action. It's achieving something that is a thing and doing it over and over and over every single day. Because I know people that have been extremely successful and they aren't successful anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I know people that believe they've never achieved success, and then something switched on in their head that believe, you know, allowed them to have that support and reach their goals. And once they achieve that first bit of success, they continue down that path of success.
Okay. Okay. Motivation, motivation, motivation. Okay. Folks, listen up to this next question because I want you to learn from this. All right. Nicole, what is the biggest mistake you've made in your career and journey through everything that you've done thus far up to this point?
The biggest mistake was that I believed it was personal. Mm. I believed that it was personal, where it is my success, it's my vision, it's my goal. I knew that it was personal to me, but my vision, my goal, and my success and my dreams, that's not going to be the same vision with any of the people that I'm working with, because that's something that I founded, that I started. It was my vision. You cannot assume other people are going to have that same vision and determination to reach goals the same way that you do, mm-hmm. or to have the same passion for your dreams. So I think the biggest mistake was believing that people had the same motivation and determination to reach their goals as I did, because they don't. It's a very low percentage of people. and, you know, the effects and the change that had personally on my life was it kind of created a mindset where I continued to be frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I found the frustration in the day-to-day things, you know, the day-to-day things that come in the operations of running a business. And when I was able to kind of compartmentalize that and say, it's not personal, this is business.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that all the time. This is business. It's just business. Business is going to be by the book. Business doesn't care about all the other stuff that you have going on. It doesn't care about your personal life. It's not personal. it is literally you taking yourself out of it and creating that little checklist of this is how I operate my business and checking off that list. All the other stuff that falls in between it, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter.
Okay. And, you know, by you being a woman, you know, what do you think helped you the most to make a career? You know, what advice do you have, you know, for women trying to get into the entrepreneurial space?
Great question. So going back to my education, I'm currently, you know, a grad student in history for at UTPB right now. So I've studied a lot about history, and one of the things that I have studied is, you know, women, and, you know, women's rights were just really established less than 100, a little over 100 years ago now. In 2020 was 100 years that women had just gotten the right to vote. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if we think about that on the scale of time, that's absolutely depressing, right? Because that means that really we, in America, we have not had a voice for that long. And thinking about how far that we've been able to come as people, in the world of business for men and women, and what women can be capable of now and the ways that they succeed. I think that always recognizing the power of success in other women, is one of the biggest things that have led me to have that mindset and envision, and not jealousy or greed or any of those things, but hey, look at how great they're shining. Look at how well they're doing. Look at all of these things. You can have those things too. You have to have the mindset that you deserve those things too. Mm-hmm. And for other women, I think that women take it personally as well. And they say, well, you know, they become jealous. And instead of having that sense of jealousy, I think that it's important to realize, like, you are worth it. You can do the same things that any of the other women are out here doing. You have that same power. What's holding you back? Well, I'm a mom. I hear that one a lot. Okay. Let's get into that. Okay. Or I'm a wife, or I have this, or I have this, or my job. And you find a lot that people are not even happy in the things that they're doing, and their lives. And so I think for women, inspiring them to live their purpose, live their best life, defy the odds, you know, dare to defy. I think the biggest thing as a woman that I wanted to do was prove people wrong. Every time I heard a man tell me, or even other women tell me, you can't do this, you're not going to do that. Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Because despite all of the adversity that I've faced in my life, mm-hmm. I continue to prove people wrong and believe in myself more than anyone else. To believe that my dreams and aspirations are worth chasing, you know, and you do have to wake up every single day with pure intention to chase your own success.
Right, right. Okay. I want to turn the page just a little bit, because you have brought something up earlier. And so, I have a question on that. You had brought up about, working with other, people and, networking. Okay. So, you know, let me ask you a question. Let's take your conference deal. Okay. What do you think about bringing someone you know into the fold and working with them? You know, when it comes to working with other people and people that you've met and networked with, I'm pretty sure you've brought people in to run the conferences with you, correct?
Did you guest speaking?
Huh?
Did you guest speaking?
To guest speaking or helping you set up the venue. Or taking care of the books, or this needs to be done, you know, or, how can I put it? Having other people do things for you in order to get it done.
The delegation.
There you go. Yeah. I couldn't think of that name. Delegate. Yeah. So, you know, what do you think about bringing people in, to, and working with them, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, I think that a lot of times what I find is that people do not have a lot of self-discipline, and they don't have a lot of vision towards what they want. I hear a lot of people, and when I work with other business owners, especially, the complacency that we get. And I hear, like, for example, a business owner that'll tell me, when I work with those partnerships of people, Oh, well, you start off by, you know, analyzing their business plan, and you ask them, you know, well, what were you hoping to make this year? What were you hoping to make? And, you know, you're a business owner, you got to break this down into four quarters. What are your, you know, quarter sales? What's the numbers here financially? And, a lot of people don't have those numbers. They don't have those goals. And that applies to everyday people in everyday life. People don't know what they want. They don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. And they don't really know how to get there once they do know what they want. Yeah. So I think it really kind of serves the purpose of understanding who you are first and what your purpose is and how you're going to make that happen. Because sometimes it's simple things, and sometimes other people are going to reach exponential levels of success.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a good one for you right here. Okay. And I believe maybe a couple of months ago, me and you were talking about it, and you was hipping me up to contacts and things like that. You know, what's your tool, or what are the tools that you use to make business contacts and business connects? You know, how do you establish those relationships?
So I think that one of the biggest things this past year was utilizing LinkedIn and that platform, and creating that mindset of, hey, I've got to put myself in the room. I've got to shake the hands. I have to have that, I have to be reaching out to other people. And in that, I had to have, you know, self-confidence and know my worth and know that, hey, I have 20 years of business experience. I've opened up this amount of businesses. I've learned from these failures. I've learned from these successes. I'm grateful for this. I'm thankful for this. And now this is what I'm going to work towards. And this is the person I'm going to be. This is the person I'm going to show up to be every day. So understanding that, like, your network is going to be your biggest resource as an entrepreneur and a business owner, because it's going to give you the faucets to pour your business into.
Okay. Okay. And so we're going to go ahead and wind this down, but I do want to go ahead and leave you with one more question. Okay. And I want this question I'd like this question and the response to be inspirational, okay, to other people wanting to get into the entrepreneurial space, okay? So with the beginning of 2024, okay, what do you see or want people to get out of, you know, starting their own business? What do you want them to get out of it?
So some advice to other business owners would be believe in yourself more than anyone else. Mm. Believe that your dreams and your aspirations are worth chasing. You know, wake up every day with that intention to chase your dreams, to chase your success. Start the everyday, you know, with the mindset that success is you winning. And like I said, it doesn't matter about the car you drive or the house you live in. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times you just have to continue to try. And in order to be successful, you know, you have to wake up with the discipline to relentlessly pursue your vision. Because ultimately, if you have the vision, you're the one that has that, and no one else has that vision. That vision was created from you. So you're the one that has to foster it. You're the one that has to take action behind whatever it is that you've innovated or whatever that you've created or founded, and pursue it with every purpose.
That's right. With every purpose. Do not give up, folks. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. That's all I gotta say. That is my advice to y'all, okay? Do not give up. All right. So, Nicole, is there anything else that you would like to tell the people? And with that, also make sure that you give them your way of contact again. So if people want to contact you and ask you questions, or maybe somebody out there might want to partner with you with some of these conferences that you do, or other venues that you that you're in charge of.
Yeah, we're always looking for more guest speakers and more collaborations. Mm-hmm. The best way to contact me would be able to, you know, search Nicole Burchell on LinkedIn. You can also search Soul/Studio on LinkedIn. There's several pages and ways you can instantly message me through that platform. You can also go onto the website, www.soul-studio.com, or Google it, as well as Styling, Contracting, and Consulting, or our other partnership, which is Crystal Rock Alliance. Mm-hmm. And just kind of closing in on everything you said and kind of wrapping it up, I think that the, you know, one last piece of advice would, you know, be to, when you really think that you're failing, keep failing. You know, you're on the brink of success. Failing, it happens. It's part of the growth. People have one failure and they stop, and you can't do that. You have to continue to fail. You have to be ready to fail. You kind of have to be willing to lose everything you have to pursue your goals and your dreams. And you have to know who you are. Know what you want to be, and do everything to be that person. Mm-hmm. Success is going to be lonely. It's knowing that winning is only 5% of the time. The other, like, 95% of the time is relentlessly working towards your goals despite any challenges, adversities, or struggles that you're going to face. And if you want success, you have to envision it. Mm-hmm. And you can't ever stop. You don't get to wake up and say, today I'm only going to put in 2 hours of work. Like, it's a full day of success. after, you know, you envision that success for yourself and you keep pursuing it, once you think you've reached success and the most success that you could possibly reach, you have to wake up and you have to want more success, and you have to want to do it again. And I think that's one of the most inspirational things, to wake up and just repeat as a mantra to ourselves, that we're worth it, that we're capable, and be confident in the things that we know, be confident and willing to fail, because not everyone knows all of everything. Mm-hmm. And, when, you know, you don't have to know a lot of things to start a business. You don't have to know, you're never going to be fully ready. The biggest part of inspiration that you're going to get is by pursuing it, because it's going to make you want to learn more about it than you know about anything else. That's what's going to give you the motivation to pursue it.
Okay. And hopefully we can have you back, correct?
Yep.
All right. Nicole Burchell, everybody. All right. Quote of the week comes from Tony Hsieh. He says, chase the vision, not the money. The money will always end up following you. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you. I thank you for listening to the show, and I'd like to thank my podcast manager, Nicole, for joining us today. And remember to always keep business in mind, but your joy comes with the business that will make you happy. God bless. live your life with a purpose, and shalom.